mind my own business, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the ex-girlfriend just came up and started dancing.
Ooh.
And hanging out, you know what I'm saying?
You were
his birthday. Hey, can we say happy birthday to my brother?
Your brother?
Yeah, yeah. I tell you, he's a little weirdo.
I don't even celebrate birthdays. I don't even celebrate my own.
I don't either, but he's fucking goofy.
Oh, okay.
Born in 1982.
82?
One or whatever.
Was it born in 82?
Anyway.
That's a good year, I guess.
Listen, my story, you
know. You want to hear it or no? Go for
it. Give it to me. So, my fucking ex-girlfriend came up to me all night long, freaking out, man. While I'm hanging out with my friends by the speaker. I'm like, yeah, I don't think I should go by the speaker. You know what I mean? You don't want me by the speaker. And then, so I went over there. Boys, you guys just come for it. Oh, yeah, you look familiar. Did you see me? I make an impression, don't I? That's what I do. Anyway, she laughed. Anyway. So then she's like, oh, my speaker. So I go over there, and her friends came. They're like mad at me. They try to act all tough and some shit like the friends say, I got that. They're all standing there. You know, just behave.
Mm-hmm.
Shut them up.
Yeah.
You know what?
Maybe it's not nobody's night tonight.
Behave.
It's a good night.
Behave.
That's
what I do.
That's what I do too.
Right? We behave, that's what we do. Oh, what are you involved?
Hey.
What? Hey.
Take my key and go put.
Go put her in the bed. Go on the bed. It's her bedtime. Put her in the bed. Come right back. I need the rest of the story. Alright, I started this, now I gotta finish it. Telling me his story.
Where'd he go?
He went upstairs to put somebody to bed. I wasn't going to stop him from doing it because everybody deserves to go to bed. But I was going to get it on tape and put it on my podcast.
It's so funny, so I want to laugh.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express. I'm gonna help you.
Yes, your house.
It says no signal. TV. All right, let me come down there and take a look at that. All right. 1, 3. Go on down there and take a look at this.
Thank you.
fits. Welcome to the live recording of You Better Not Call Saul. Coming in for you live. This is the Saturday showing. We're doing it again, and we're doing it again. We are doing it again, folks. You know, there was just a 7.3 earthquake over in Turkey, that was just a magnitude. They experienced a lot of loss of life as well as a lot of structural damage. It is devastating. You know, an earthquake that big is a feat, really. So, you know, I hope and I send good thoughts and good thoughts to the people out there. And I hope everybody is well and everything goes pretty good. Looks like we have a bunch of drunk people coming back from this bar. Other than that, it's a pretty mellow night. Take a look at all my stuff out there. I'm on Spotify, Google Chromecast. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok, Facebook. I'm on Linktree. I'm on it all. I am on it all, folks. And I'm not just playing around with it. I'm making it do what it do. So this is what it do. I thought I was going to get a story from Capadre. He was a little bit toasty. You know, he's already had probably a few too many. And he had to go put somebody to bed. That's all he had to do. Put somebody to bed. He had to put somebody to bed. My co-worker's gone for the evening, I think. And I'm going to ride this Enterprise until it, we're going to full warp 3. We're going to warp 3. That's what we're doing. It's 11:26 p.m. And we are going full throttle. Full throttle is open. Full throttle is open, folks. But in the news, looks like the old president is trying to run for president again. You know, this Trump guy. Oh, my God. I sure hope he's not president again. Because, man. He gonna finish, if he become president again, he'll definitely finish where he started. As you know, some people like to finish what they start. He seems to be the type that like to finish where he started. I'm telling you, he gonna be doing damage all across the board. And it's gonna be irreprehensible. Irreprehensible damage. Probably as big as a 7.3 magnitude earthquake. I'm just reading somebody's post on Facebook. It says 2,000 alcohol wipes for $150. That's a good deal, right? The person said, my sister said no. Yep. It is not a good deal. That's not even a, it's not even 99%. Is it, I'm gonna comment and be like, is it 90 proof? It's a 90 proof. That's my comment on that. That was to my cousin. I was to my cousin. I just like to say happy Sabbath, everybody. Welcome to another Saturday episode of You Better Not Call Saul. You better not call me on my Sabbath because you may not get an answer. Facts. So shalom, shalom. Peace, peace. In the Middle East, and rain in Spain. That's what I always say, Woody. Love is the highest frequency. Unless you vibrate higher than love. Go higher. Shoot to inspire. Shoot to inspire. Now you can show somebody love, and that's great. But if you can inspire somebody, that's even greater. Inspiration is the quintessential nature of what drives people. Inspiration. You can inspire anybody to do anything. I'm telling you straight facts. Anyone to do anything. All for facts. Oh my. Some of the things you see on certain platforms, you can't unsee it. That's why I do podcasts. I know straight facts that once you see my ugly face, you cannot unsee it. You know, some people are just better at radio. They're not made to be in the face of a camera. You heard? That's why I do podcasts. Because, hey, I'm not perfect, nor do I look perfect. Off facts. So that's why I stick to podcasting. Now, I do have some visual appearances in and on other platforms. But shoot, I'm going to start going white face to the mugs. I'm going to start appearing as white face on these mugs for real, though, because that's what I got to do. You can't do nothing without a white face. How you doing, sir? How may I help you?
Checking in.
All right. What's the last name?
Boyd,
B-O-Y-D. All right, Mr. Boyd. You have ID with you?
Yeah.
All right. Andre, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you keeping the payment on the same card you made the reservation with?
You talking about for the deposit?
Cash. So just for, are you paying?
I already paid for cash? The room. Yeah, the room's already paid for.
So you're keeping it on the same card is what I'm asking you? For the payment, you want it to stay on that card that you made the payment with?
Nah, I would do cash deposit. Are you talking about the room?
I'm just
the room stay on. Yeah.
You had that card with you?
Yeah.
All right, what's your zip code again?
Zip code 15001.
You say you're doing it the deposit in cash, right?
Yeah.
All right, that'll be 150. Oh, I need your ID so I can make a copy of it.
Yep.
Taking a picture?
No. Just texting myself.
Oh, I thought you was going to put this on your TikTok. I'm putting this on my TikTok.
Nah.
Like my little receipt.
Nah, I'll do TikTok now.
Here's your ID back.
Yeah.
And here's your receipt for that. Let me have you fill out the highlighted portions for me. And we serve breakfast between 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. 10 right. o'clock on the weekends. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's till 10.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be your room number right here. You're going to be on the fourth floor. You take the elevators upstairs. You make a right and a right down the hall. If you have any questions, just hit zero. I'm here until 7 a.m.
Gotcha.
All right, you're all set, man.
Yeah.
You have a good night.
Do you have to do the email, or you need my email?
I don't have to do it. You can choose to do it.
I mean, some always staying here, maybe.
You already a rewards member?
For?
The ISG rewards?
I'm not sure.
If you want, I could check it, because your email will be attached to it if you had.
Offer?
Yeah. I need to send you an email and stuff like that. Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
All right. All right. You have a good night. If you have any questions, let me know.
All right, that's cool. Thanks, man.
All right. Watching Jimmy Kimmel over in this piece. He be having some jokes, Mr. Jimmy. He don't take no shortcuts around these jokes. That's what I think about Jimmy sometimes. They always want to take shortcuts. There's no shortcuts around these jokes, folks. You try to short some timing on these jokes and see if that shit don't bomb. Let's see what they have back here. Let's see what they have back here. I'm not ruining that too. 3 o'clock. Let me shut off all these lights and tell everybody have a good night. Nights like this we haven't made. It is Saturday. Should I may step outside for a break. A break, give me a break. That was funny. I told my coworker she just been tootied. She was like, what's tootie? I'm the facts of life. I'm the facts of life, you heard? The one token black girl. I said, you just been tootied. I know this little girl named Tootie, right? That's what her mom call her. And every time you call her Tootie, she goes, that's not my name. That's what she said. That's not my name. I said, why is everybody calling you Tootie, then? Let's see if it's jokes better than mine.
His name is Vish Burra. He's director of operations. He's a big league MAGA guy who got on board Team Trump when he was a drug dealer. According to the Richmond County Supreme Court, shortly after he was sentenced to 3 years probation for possession of 2.5 pounds of mushrooms and weed.
That's it?
He went to work for the
Republican. Just 2.5 pounds? Fucking smaller than a 5 pound bag of sugar.
Hunter Biden's laptop. He says Steve Bannon told him it's your job to get out all the sex pictures. He's also executive secretary for the New York Young Republicans Club and worked for Matt Gaetz after the sex trafficking story hit the press. That is some resume. Even George
that's Trump some resume.
That resume up. I tell you, these Republicans, they must be.
I bet George Santos won't claim that one.
Must be so bummed George Santos isn't a Democrat. There will be a line outside Fox News to condemn him longer than the walk-up window at Taylor Swift. George Santos's pal, Marjorie Taylor Greene, right now is hard at work serving the country by tackling the issues we care about the most. This is the question she asks a very confused comptroller general who's there to talk about government spending on the COVID pandemic.
Can you tell me how much money was given to Drag Queen Story Hour?
I'm sorry, what? Can you repeat that?
Drag Queen Story Time, where men dress up as women and read confusing books to children.
First, I thought you said dry clean.
Right.
I don't know the answer to that.
Right, that would be a better story.
We need to look into
dry cleaning story time.
Yeah, we'll get right
the story of how clothes are dry cleaned. That's needed to be known. How are they dry cleaning these clothes? How can you clean something without it getting wet?
The new threat is that they said, if need be, they are prepared to hit the United States with, quote, the most overwhelming nuclear force. Which I think means their scientists figured out how to glue a grenade to a Roomba. But is it too late to convince them the new U.S. Capitol is Mar-a-Lago? We also got a new Donald Trump take.
They also got a new Donald Trump take. This man is making takes.
Of Trump repeatedly pleading the Fifth. The guy who 6 years ago said, if you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
The Fifth Amendment.
Pled the Fifth 400 times.
I should make my show about pleading the Fifth. Since you, I'm like, sir, I plead the Fifth. You can plead the Fifth on anything. Any freaking thing.
Thank you, Randy. Hey. Oh, oops, sorry.
Yeah, watch
it. Where's Barbara?
The new guy.
It's his birthday.
I know. Was it you? You sure? Are those what? Said it wasn't her or her titties. And they were hanging out. I mean, they were hanging out. This is what I go through. Such torture. It's going to be oh, they are silly on Jimmy Kimmel. He's silly as fuck.
Is that so?
It is.
So how many boxes do you want to buy?
I can turn off.
No one interrupts my cooking. All right. Bitch, you skinny bitch.
Check it in. What's your last name?
Last name's Range. Like home on the range.
All right. Range, huh?
You got it.
Jonathan Range.
Man, you are psychic.
Yeah. I tried not to do it for free, though. And you're keeping it on this card. All right. How was your trip in?
Oh, it's fine. Short ride from the bottom.
What?
She got something early. Early youth wrestling tournament in the morning.
Hmm.
Didn't want to drive next hour.
You want to be wrestling?
No, I'm a vendor.
A vendor?
Yeah, I sell wrestling gear. For little kids.
Like knee pads and stuff?
Yeah, that, singlets, all that stuff. All
right, let me have you fill out the highlighted portions. Here's your ID back before I forget. That's going to be your room number. And then you're going to be on.
The
best place to park is anywhere you want.
Okay.
You park out back. You can park in the front. Okay. I'm parking in the back.
Here,
you come in here and you go to the elevator, which is right over here.
Appreciate you, man.
All right. You have a great night.
You too, man.
So I'm sitting online. I don't know what site I was on. But these mugs offered me to... I can't believe these offers. These mugs offered me an AI best friend. They said, are you tired of people not responding to your texts? They say you can buy an AI friend. They will always respond to your texts. I said, oh, shit. These people are hilarious. They really pushing this AI on people like a mofo. You can get yourself an AI best friend. The AI will message you in the morning, talk about good morning. How are you doing? Talk about, oh, I heard you rested well last night. Only reason why I heard that, because your phone told them that you got 8 hours of REM sleep. A lot of people don't know how to spell February. February people. February. There you go. No, what? She's scared he don't know how to spell it. You know how to spell February?
February.
All right, you could be on to something.
Want to charge us the room?
$6 and quarters?
Yeah, might as well ask for $20 and quarters. Nah. Let me see how many quarters I got.
Yeah, there you go. There,
good. I may not have 0 quarters. Oh, you lucky. You're in luck today. We have. You sure you don't want to buy $40 in quarters and I can just cash you out?
I'm not getting it. I'm tired. An old.
Well, here we go. You said how many dollars in quarters you want?
Five.
All right, you have a great night.
Yeah, you don't have like a big black garbage bag, like.
A garbage bag. Huh?
You know, like some big black ones. They don't have the drawstring. Like heavy duty.
You got no black bags around here, like that. Here's the biggest bags we got.
Yeah,
that's all right. How many you want of these?
I don't want any of those.
You don't want any of
it?
Okay.
No, they won't work.
All right, those are the only bags we got. That's big.
Shit.
What room you in again?
117.
All right. Well, folks, I'm going to call that a show. I was waiting for this guy to come down and give me this story, but he's not. Oh, well, that's the show, and that is it. Peace.